first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorse has a clear warning about this country's internal enemies.
As the two decades of the colossal failure of George Bush's war on terror comes into focus, it's clear that America's greatest enemies are internal, as they have been throughout our history. Yes, there are foreign terrorists who want to do America harm. And yes, there are foreign states who want to weaken America in order to gain relative power. But the greatest threats to America come from our own citizens, those on the right who are actively trying to destroy democracy in order to cling to power. It is hard to overstate how radical these right-wing forces are. It is only because we are still in the grip of a pandemic, extended partly due to the right wing's anti-vax insanity that has allowed the Delta variant to spread, and also because we're experiencing continued environmental and economic shocks, that we are not more focused on the extent of the danger coming from the right and the Republican Party. The former president not only tried to instigate a coup to overthrow the election, not only did he cite a violent insurrection that led to the storming of the Capitol, but he and most of the Republican Party continued to spread lies about the election. Worse, Republican officials across the country are actively and aggressively trying to weaken voting rights and election laws so that the next time they try to overthrow the will of the people, they can succeed. January 6th and its aftermath was a trial run, and if we don't thoroughly defeat these undemocratic forces, they may one day succeed and we can kiss our democracy goodbye. We need to defeat them politically by strengthening our democracy and indicting all of those involved in the insurrection and the coup, including the former president, on criminal charges.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.